This ASAP video is brought to you by Team Builder, the online strength and conditioning platform for coaches and their athletes. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. Today, it's Toledo, Ohio. It's a little chilly outside, but football's right around the corner because I'm with the Director of Football Strength and Conditioning, Brad Bechet. Brad, welcome back to our program. It's good to have you.
Thanks, Ed. Pleasure to be here.
You know, Coach, we saw you last week at the Ohio State Strength and Conditioning Clinic, and you were one of the keynote speakers, one of the key speakers for the whole thing. And kind of summarize what were some of the most important keys that you went over in your talk.
Well, you know, first and foremost, it was a great honor to speak at the Ohio State Strength and Conditioning Clinic. You know, Coach Jolinek was in charge of that with Coach Marotti, and they did a great job. It was, you know, like I said, an honor to be able to be invited there to speak. You know, Coach Marotti being a mentor of mine and working with some of those guys on staff, it was really cool to be back around them and to share a little bit of what I've learned as I went through this venture of strength and conditioning. But, you know, my title was very simple, was just talking about, you know, working with a limited budget and limited staffing, something that we have to do here at Toledo. And, you know, I just talked about how we handle the equipment and how we purchase it and things that we do when we make equipment. Same thing with the nutrition, how we start simple and we just continually build as much as we can with that. Continuing education. And then I just went over some programming and staffing type things as well.
Well, Coach, it must give you a little bit of pride and a real good feeling to be invited to the Ohio State Clinic and get to be a speaker there. That's a pretty cool honor, you know.
Yes, like I said, I mean, yeah. For me, it was, you know, really cool. Like I said, you know, with Coach Marotti being a family member of mine, that's my uncle, and, you know, just kind of showing, you know, that I've grown up in this field, you know what I mean? And I went from being an intern with him to an assistant to now I'm the director. And, you know, I think it was a real honor for me for him to think of me at that level to come back and speak at his clinic.
So yeah, and you've got really this cool Toledo program rolling right now, and football's right around the corner, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we're doing a little bit different this year. We just finished our fourth week of winter conditioning and strength and conditioning. And
here we are in February.
Yeah.
February.
Already, and it's hard to believe, you know. Really 5 weeks in with the discretionary week. And, you know, Coach Candle brought it to my attention. He wanted to do something different this year. So we're doing spring ball kind of in the middle of winter. So we're going to go our 5 weeks of spring ball starting on Monday. Monday will be a mock practice kind of deal, and then Tuesday will be a real practice, and then we'll get rolling with our 15 practices, finishing up March 25th. And then the guys will have a discretionary week on the back end of that. And then basically the month of April will be when we do our mat drills and more of our competitive stuff that we do in the winter.
Now, today here in the weight room, we came in University of Toledo Rocket Power right here. And, you know, we saw a little bit of the remnants of some sort of Valentine's thing. Does that have to do with, like, cardio or something?
No, it's the same Valentine's Day celebration. It's something that I, you know, took from Coach Marotti at Ohio State, and they do it big there, and they do a great job. And it's just our little twist on it. You know, I would have done it probably next week if we didn't have spring ball, but being that spring ball is right around the corner, I had to get it in. So, you know, we went out to Party City, and we decorated the place up nice and pink and red for the guys and had motivational sayings and quotes all over the place. And it's just our lower body Friday workout, just, you know, juiced up a little bit more and a little bit more excitement behind it with the decorations. And then at the end, we, you know, give them a pat on the back and give them some candy out the door.
Hearts, flowers, chocolates, the whole deal.
A lot of love. That's what it was all about, celebrating love today.
That's cool. What's that leg workout all about today?
Well, you know, we started with our warm-up. We did platform quicks. We did some hip mobility work. We did some squat mobility things, just set to prep the guys. Right after that, we got into we did hang cleans. We did four sets of three hang cleans, working up in our percentages there. And then from there, we had like a three-station rotation where we did trap bar deadlift. We did hip press to wall sit with a goblet squat also. Really, really, that was the station that got guys today. That back in the back of the room, we just got after it. And then we had a lunge squat combo station, supersetted with a back extension exercise. So, you know, the guys did a great job. They came in and they embraced the the love that we were trying to share amongst one another in this Valentine's Day lift, and love for the hip press, love for wall sits, love for trap bar deadlift, all those things. So it was really exciting. Had a great time.
How nice it is around here. I tell you what, with all that, guys aren't going to be running around a whole lot tonight and tomorrow morning.
No, I don't think so. They may be running to the cold tub and running in here tomorrow morning to get rolled out and get some extra work, and that's what we want. You know, put a little exclamation point on the front half of winter for us. I'm excited to see these guys go out, fly around, and make plays and, you know, play football. That's what they're here to do. And now it's great to see the transition. Like I said, we only had a few short weeks, but our guys have been training for this for a year and a half now. So it's exciting to see this transition moving forward.
Like you said, Coach, this isn't your first rodeo. You spent a lot of time with Coach Mickey Marotti, who's now down at Ohio State, of course. You know, what are some of the stops you've made along the way and some of the guys you've worked with and picked up some tips from?
Well, it all starts back when I graduated high school. When I graduated college, I started with Coach Mick at Florida. That's my first stop in 2008. I was able to be a part of the national championship team there when I did my internship, which was awesome. From there, I went to Penn State in 2009. I spent 2 years with John Thomas and Jeremy Scott. John Thomas now at Miami. Jeremy Scott is at Baylor as the head guy. Spent 2 years there. From there, I went home. I worked at my high school, and I also volunteered at Robert Morris with Todd Hammer, which was really cool to see how he handled things. Same thing. Very limited budget, limited staffing, just to see how effective he can make it was cool. And then 6 months later, I ended up at Ohio State with Coach Mick. Spent 6 months there. Then I went on down the road to Cincinnati. Spent the 2012 season with the Cincinnati Bengals. Got a chance to work with Chip Morton and Jeff Friday there. Two great guys. Great organization, top to bottom. It was really cool to see that side of things and learn, you know, out of the college realm and into the NFL and what that's like. And then after that, I got hired by Ben Herbert at the University of Arkansas. Spent 3 years there from 2013 to 2016. Started as an assistant, worked my way up to the associate director by the time I left there. And in 2016, on January 4th, I became a Rocket, and now I'm my second year. So
awesome. That's congratulations, Coach. And and you're here working with Coach Candle with the Toledo Rockets now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I really enjoy it. Coach Candle's a great head coach to work for. You know, he knows the vision that we both have. You know, he allows me to do my thing in here, and we touch base. And we're, you know, like I said, usually on the same page with a lot of things. And that's what we want. You know, we're trying to develop a winning culture here, a winning program, a championship type of mentality. And I know it starts here in the weight room. So as soon as they come in, that's when we grab them and we get them on the right path.
Coach, before we go, if you could give us just a training tip on maybe some pointers on squat technique, you know, a few quick pointers on, you know, proper technique for, you know, maybe there's some high school coaches out there.
Yeah, I mean, with us, you know, the biggest thing is when guys come in, you know, some guys will say, oh, I squatted 650 pounds in high school, and then we put 135 on their back, and we notice a lot of different things that are wrong with them. So the biggest thing is, you know, first and foremost, be functional. Be able to move, have great mobility, be able to squat with great depth. Some people are afraid to squat below parallel. I'm not. I like that. I want the guys to sit in there. It's more glute and hamstring activation. So, you know, sit deep in the hole, stand up strong out of the hole. Obviously, keep your chest up, keep your core tight. All those things that you do, but, you know, just don't worry about the weight. Don't chase, you know, a world record. Do it the right way. Progress guys the right way. Make sure they're getting strong. And, you know, just over time, they'll get to where they need to be. There's no, like I said, there's no panic button on these young kids to get to, you know, being 600, 700-pound squatters. Can they bend? Can they move? Can they run? Can they jump? Can they accelerate? Can they decelerate? Can they get in a football position? Can they get out of a football position? And then can they get back into a football position? You know what I mean? And can they strain? That's the biggest things, you know what I mean? And train their posterior chain, train them hard, love them up, and, you know, just keep progressing them in a safe manner. Because our biggest goal is to minimize the likelihood of injuries, not create them.
Coach Brad Bechet, Rocket Power. We saw today in Toledo, University of Toledo Rockets, right here on the outskirts of the Glass Bowl. Coach, thanks for joining us on this ASAP podcast.
Thank you again, Ed. I appreciate it.